Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to have another tasting of Batch 15 of 2023. This is another Treehouse variant. This one is using Magnum, then Eldorado, Mosaic, and Vic Secret hops. And it does look like I ran out of Vic Secret, so there's more Mosaic. So 0.21 ounces. I'm not going to go over the full bill. I will link that in the description below, as this is been tasted before. I've had my first tasting. This is the second tasting. So this one ended up being 7.67% ABV. So let's go ahead and get this open and get it into a glass. See if it's more. I've had the gamut today. I did batch 12, 13, and 14 already. Good hiss, good smoke. Two of them been over carb. The other ones have been fine. These are all using the big carbonation tablets. So if you're new to home brewing, I would say stay away from those. Get the small pearls. They're a lot better. We'll go ahead and stop there. So I don't know. Yeah, you might be able to. I can see a little whiteness. We'll see if this climbs. I'm guessing it's gonna a little bit, not as much as this one. This was batch 14, and you can see the foam's already all the way up to here on that. But, yeah, we might be good. Off-white colored head, pretty much all small bubbles. Two fingers of head, probably a little overcarbed. I hate buying these big carbonation tablets. The only reason I did, my local homebrew was out, so I had to order them. And Amazon didn't have any small pearls, so I needed them, so I got what was available. Orange, a little haziness, I would say medium haze, not full haze. On this, there you go. Really, I would say that's a double IPA. Maybe a little light as far as I can see it, but I mean, you could, in today's world, that would pass as a double IPA. Let's go ahead and smell. More like juicy citrus, juicy orange rind. Mosaic. So the last one had those two. What was the difference? Citra versus Eldorado. It seems like I'll just doing the review for 14, that Eldorado, maybe that is cutting that berry, that sweet cotton candy sweet berry from the Mosaic out. Because I don't get it. More, unless it's adding just to that sweetness. But more, yeah, like sweeter orange rind. I'm getting bitterness. Like a sweeter bitterness. Resin. I mean, that kind of, I guess, the Vic Secret that makes that stand out. But there's less in this one, and I couldn't pick that up in 14. But yeah, resiny. I wouldn't go as far as pine, but like resin, hop resin. Let's go ahead and taste. Yeah, that's more bitter. But I get that berry, the sweeter berry. There's a fly down here. Wow, that's bitter. Like big grapefruit rind bitterness. I was going to say, because in 14, I said to take the grapefruit, cut it up, and put sugar on it. This is like, take more sugar out and eat the grapefruit. Usually, I eat my grapefruit straight, and this has more, what do you want to say, acidic tartness than a grapefruit. But in the taste, I would say there's a berry, like a sweeter citrus, sweeter orange berry. And then that grapefruit rind bitterness really kicks in. Oh, that thing is driving me crazy. It's on the light box over there. I'm not sure I like this one too much. Is it overdone with mosaic? Just, it doesn't feel like it works. Like, that bitterness is way too much. Like, perceived IBU is 90. Like, it feels high, and it doesn't work. I don't know if it worked at 2 weeks old when I did the first review, but it's drinkable, but because I know I have these other ones, I wouldn't drink this. I would be pissed if I made 5 gallons of this. And I like my New England IPAs. IPAs a little bit on the bitter side. This is just too much. Excuse me. And really, so my mosaic was 12.2 alpha acids. And Vic's Secret is, mine was 19.8. But that's not really going to matter because that's after, or that's at the end of the boil. So really you're not adding any IBUs into it. Did I put something different in the dry hop? No. So I did have enough Vic's Secret for the dry hop. So that's what I did. I just switched it up and I put the other 0.1 ounce as mosaic instead of Vic's Secret. Yeah, this one, I would go 3.5 if I had to be real. It's okay, but if I made 5 gallons, I would probably dump this. It's not balanced. It's too bitter for the other tastes that are there. Yeah, a little too much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.